I wore my Tecovas, my new brown Tecovas boots, the Chelsea boots, to a dinner a few days ago,
Oh my
and
God, I
I
have to
got
go.
complimented. Well, they were great. They fit well, but they got complimented, and I was like, well, they're Spawn number one, but do I really do love them? Thank you for complimenting my boots. I love my Tecovas boots. I know Lindsay loves hers too. I love what Tecovas put in their ad copy here. It's about festival and concert season being all about the boots, especially with a big album that came out very recently that I won't name. But
This
if you
ain't
love this album,
Texas.
this ain't Texas. You're gonna want your Tecovas, you know? This ain't Texas. These Tecovas. They have seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All of their boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. They have first wear comfort, so you don't have to like break them in and wear them in. They're comfortable right out of the box. I can say that from experience. It's true. And their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. And if you live in a place with a Tecovas store, you should probably go there because they give you a drink, they help you out, they help you pick the perfect boots that you want, and it smells good because there's leather everywhere. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized and regular live music and events, so there's no in-store experience quite like it. But if you can't make it into a store, just go to tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and they ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
You or Jayla? Yeah, yeah, yeah. They want to know.
To be famous.
Welcome to Who Weekly, the podcast where you'll learn everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. I'm Bobby Finger.
I'm Lindsay Weber.
And everyone's talking about this one person after last night's Golden Globes. And you know who I'm talking about.
Sabrina Carpenter, because she didn't go public with her rumored boyfriend, Barry Keoghan, on the red carpet.
Thank you for being on my level. Yes, I was talking about Sabrina Carpenter because she didn't go public with her Saltburn star boyfriend, Barry Keoghan, on the red carpet.
It's sad because because she wasn't there, Saltburn star Barry Keoghan had to attend an annual ceremony without new girlfriend Sabrina Carpenter after couple were tipped to make their red carpet debut.
I know.
Tipped by Did you who? See? Jesus?
Her new best friend, Jesus.
Jesus? Oh, right, because she, right, I forgot.
She offended the church, but guess what? Jesus forgave. And Sabrina Jesus said, you know does. What, Jesus? I respect that. I appreciate that you forgive, you know? And he goes, hey, are you going to the girls with Barry, with Big Barry?
The drama and the trauma of this news bubbling up every single pop crave, pop idol, pop button, pop sleigh pop, pop diva.
Buzzing pop.
Mm-hmm. Pop buzz. They all posted that Barry and Sabrina were going to be on the red carpet tonight. It was honestly so funny. Like, it was like dominoes falling. Everyone posted. And then that night I said, where's Sabrina? Where's the Carpenters were tuned in. They stopped building.
They stopped building.
They turned on CBS or Paramount Plus and they watched the show. And he was there looking a mess, but with no...
You thought he looked a mess? I thought he looked incredible. I thought he looked incredible.
He looked like he had just visited one Hot Topic and walked out with what was on the rack. But anyways, he could have used a girly on his arm.
He could have used someone on his arm. Anyone. Beyond the obvious, other good Who news from last night's award show... the tweet heard round the world. I don't know what that means anymore, but the Hollywood Reporter tweeted a photo of Justin Hartley from This Is Us, Chrishell Stouse's ex, and captioned it, Glenn Powell has arrived for tonight's 2024 Golden Globe ceremony. I laughed at this every time I saw it, but then the more I thought about it, I was sort of like, this is devious. I feel like this was intentional. Because after Glenn tweeted, I think this is the perfect time to announce that Justin Hartley and I will be starring in the most boring body swap movie of all time, I was like, everyone's laughing at this.
I don't know. I would agree with you, except for the fact that he looks so much like Glenn Powell with his mouth shut in a way that is like borderline uncanny, like in this photo. Mm-hmm. I would also, upon quick glance, I would also make this mistake. That's how I felt. I was like... If it wasn't so, it's shady, but it's also like they look a lot alike.
They do look alike.
Sorry. And we're, you know, we're not out here denying the fact that Glenn Powell and Justin Hartley look like a lot of guys. So it's just not, you know, it's, I don't blame the Hollywood Reporter for tweeting this.
Do you think that Chrishell, because we know how much Chrishell loves Australia.
His wife looks like Chrishell even. Yeah.
Right. Because Chrishell is dating someone who's from Australia and has found herself to be a big fan of this, you know, country continent. I would think that maybe a movie like Anyone But You would appeal to Chrishell Staus for many reasons. But do you think she finds it difficult to watch because Glenn Powell reminds her too much of Justin Hartley?
What a setup.
There's a question for you.
I'll say sure. I feel like it, I would disappoint you if I said no, but so I'll say sure.
You would.
She's definitely
you would,
like,
you would
this is triggering.
Me.
My mm-hmm. same face man, my same face ex-husband, I can't watch this because it's too mm-hmm. much.
And I don't want to, I just don't want to disappoint, I mean, I don't want you to disappoint me, but I also feel like I disappointed you by asking a bad question. I know you had a rough night last night, so, you know, I'm sorry for making it worse. Bradley didn't win anything.
I was sad watching him there just suffering through the, like, people being like, beef, the bear, and then he got nothing.
Oppenheimer.
Beef, the bear. I'm just like, poor Brad. Mm-hmm. Brought his mm-hmm. mom.
Anyway, I didn't mean to sidetrack us again.
Taylor Swift didn't enter the Speed Force, and I think that was what everybody was so upset by. They said, we're going to make this award so that she can finally enter the Speed Force. She showed up to the award. She pulled all the attention from anyone else that could possibly have it mm-hmm. and didn't even win.
It went to Barbie.
Went to Barbie.
As it should have, as if that award makes any sense. The hooiest award of the night, cinematic and box office achievement. What does it mean? No one knew.
No one knows. I'm trying to think of other, like, who-ish moments before you get to the main one, which would be the host. Mm-hmm. Deacon Phillippe walking the red carpet with his mom after her recent, like, breakup with his dad.
Mm-hmm. When I turned on Paramount Plus to watch, he was talking. I was like, there he is.
Reese Witherspoon and her beautiful son. Look at you. Your date for tonight,
yes,
huh?
Yes. Deacon. Hi, how's it going?
Hi, Deacon. I saw you at the Louis Vuitton party the other night.
Yes, this is my first Golden Globes and really my first award show, so I'm very excited.
So what
Thank
does
you.
Mom tell you to, how do you prepare to be in a room
okay,
like this?
So there's two main things, gum, hand sanitizer, and be nice to everyone, and that's the main, yeah.
What time's your curfew, though?
Curfew? I don't know. We'll see. I'm following her tonight. She's the party animal, and so I'm going to just try and keep up.
Josh goes, I mean, he looks like a lot like his mom, and I was like, don't get me started. He looks like his dad. Don't.
Oh, my God.
Please.
The other moment was when Ali Wong won for Beef, the aforementioned Beef, mm-hmm. and kissed her boyfriend, Bill Hader, and people were like, whoa, and everybody was like, and it was like, yeah, duh, we've been talking about this.
They've been together for a while.
We've yeah. talked about this. Well, there was, you know, their whole thing was like, it was rumored, and the rumor bubbled up, and then they finally were spotted together. But also, mm-hmm. then people were like, oh, but she thanked her ex in her speech, and it's like, yeah, her co-parent, like, that is why
exactly
him because he
exactly.
was watching their kids, I assume. Mm-hmm. Anyways,
other who news? Oh, well, we have Iowa Debris in here winning a Golden Globe. Oft mentioned who can now no longer be mentioned anymore, gave a great speech.
Wait, you think she's a them now or something?
No, I don't think she's a
get
them
out of here.
I just think that, you know, once you win a Golden Globe, it's, I was going to say it's all downhill from there, but it's not all uphill either. But I guess it's all uphill for me.
Good for her. And she did something very funny the whole night, which I appreciated. Interviewers on the carpet kept bringing up Jeremy Allen White's Calvin Klein ad to her as if it would be a fun bit. And she each time she would say, like, thank you for doing this, but literally he's my coworker and, like, I can't engage with this content. Like, it is like HR, like, like, I can't. This is somebody I work with.
What you doing?
I'm putting it away.
Why are you putting it away?
Putting it away from my boy. This is my boy.
This is family.
This is my boy.
This is family.
This is
right
a, this a work function. You know what I mean?
What did you think, speaking of the bear, when this came out?
Jeremy,
put that away.
I'm happy for him. That's my boy. You know what I mean? I do feel like I want people to understand he's my coworker.
All right, I need you to just think of two words.
Okay.
For this incredible, ready?
I'm so scared.
Two words.
Why is that so large? Who printed
you
this?
Mean the poster?
The poster. My coworker.
There you go.
Poster,
I think there's a little clunkiness happening with this opening because we're talking around something, and that is Joe Coy was one of the worst hosts of anything ever, and everyone's sort of.
Well, I'm like, how are they ever going to get anyone to host this thing ever again? I think they're going to have to go hostless. I'm serious. I think it's like all of the individual presentations were really funny. Very funny. If anything, hilarious. I could say hilarious.
Very funny.
I would say hilarious. He's barely on stage, but when he was on stage, he made such a bad, it was so bad that I'm kind of like, why even bother with this? The writers, the other writers, not his writers, the other writers had it down. They were hilarious.
There was a thing where I kept imagining people watching this, if they weren't familiar with Joe Coy, and I feel like a lot of people weren't. This was a joke that he had in the lead up to it. He didn't really make as many y'all don't know who I am jokes as I expected, because I thought that was going to be the whole thing. What am I doing here? And he didn't do that.
Right. And you need a point of view. And he just had none aside from just listing movies. And I feel like the whole thing was like Jared Carmichael. Like everybody was kind of like scandalized by him, but he had a real point of view. And that's like,
no, Gerard opened with a monologue, right?
Yeah, that it was a point of view. You,
and it left you very wrapped. You were like, what's he going to say?
Right.
And I care about what he was going to say.
And it turned out not much, because you really only get like 5 minute opening monologue, and that's it. You're not really doing much on this
I do
show.
Feel like Joe Coy spoke forever. When he got off stage, I looked at my watch and it was 8:12, and I was like, that's bananas.
But that's like it.
I thought it was interesting that like I could imagine people saying, who is this guy? And mean it earnestly, understandably, because he's not like an Ali Wong who they wanted and said no. He's not the Smartless Boys who they wanted and said no. He's not, obviously not Chris Rock who they wanted and who said no. But I think it quickly went from who's this guy to who is this guy? Like the tone of the question, I think, changed dramatically. Very, very. From the moment he said boobies, I think it went from a curious who did they get to host the Globes to who the fuck did they get to host the Globes?
Yeah.
Who am I watching here?
It was weird, because it made you be like, every single time a person was on stage that wasn't him and did fine, you were like, why couldn't they host?
Why couldn't they host? Every single person
Jim Gaffigan
who followed
was not available, you know? Ali Wong, I get why she didn't host. She fucking
won. And her speech was good and short, anyway.
Will Ferrell with somebody else. Do another duo, like, take the pressure off. I just feel like we're really, like, lock him
in. Jean-Baptiste, bring him in.
I mean, who cares?
He could do anything these days. And people were laughing. To see how much people were laughing during, I don't know, it was specifically that Hailee Steinfeld, Daniel Kaluuya speech, and Kristen Wiig and Will Ferrell speech. It was like, where you could hear the audience like really giggling a lot, that made Joe's crickets even worse. You know?
Right, because like people were desperate to laugh.
To know how much talent was in the room.
They weren't like, oh, I'm just being rude. It's like there was something so repulsive happening. Like there, it was just like not hitting. And it wasn't not even just not hitting. It was like people were like, I don't want to be seen laughing at this, actually. Like I don't want them to cut to me and I'm laughing to this joke, because it would like make me look bad. So, I mean, that just sucks, because, you know, we love like a who that like has a moment, and it's just like it wasn't the moment. It was bad.
I was excited for the moment, too. We talked about this in the Patreon. I was like, I'm excited because I don't really know him. What's he going to do? This is fun.
Right. And it's crazy because it's the first year that they gave stand-up comedians awards for their special, and then they had one host and he was such a flop. So, you know, it's a
and
dark
the winner
dark
wasn't
time.
There.
And the winner wasn't there.
The winner wasn't there.
Ricky Gervais was like, I'm not coming to this.
The point is, Gypsy Rose Blanchard reveals if she would join Dancing with the Stars after prison release exclusive.
Gypsy Rose Blanchard reveals if she joined Dancing with the Stars after prison release exclusive.
What interview is this with? An interview with Hollywood Life. She's really talking to everyone.
She's going on the Nick Vile podcast out today. It's too much.
She says, you never know what kind of opportunities come up. That's not something on my list right now, but that doesn't mean I might not circle back to it later. That's a good answer, Gypsy. Never say never.
Well, everybody's wondering. What everybody's wondering is, how did Gypsy Rose get so media trained in prison when she literally went to prison at age, like, young? You know, it's like, did she get her GED and somehow get media trained? And it's, I'm wondering that too, because she's very fluent with these awful interviewers. I mean, it's one awful commentator by the next that she is coming up against. And she's very eloquent, and she's saying the kind of right things you want to say, but having a little fun, but not being crazy, but not being not self-incriminated. Well, she already incriminated, but nothing too off-putting.
It's just funny to have Gypsy Rose Blanchard, like an actual accused and has served time murderer, albeit a murderer who was viciously abused by their mother for a very long time, but like have that woman on The View and somehow have her be
correct joy
Well, somehow have her be the most, her head was the screwed on the straightest. There was a like calmness and an eloquence to her that was like, honestly, kind of hard to watch, where you're like, Joy isn't getting it. And Gypsy is delivering what she's saying so like clearly and so calmly. And somehow these women just can't figure her out.
You are not alone in this, you know, situation. There are other ways out. I did it the wrong way. You know,
don't say that.
I did something wrong and I paid my dues for it.
Oh, you mean that part?
Yes, the part of it, yeah. You know, that part of it. Yeah.
And the number one thing that she knows is when you get out of jail for murder, despite the circumstances, the one thing you do is you stand by the fact that that's something that you did and mm-hmm. you're like, it was
yes,
bad,
I did it, and it was bad
and I should not have done that.
No.
And anything else you could play with, anything else, yeah. Go crazy, do whatever you want.
She did refer to her husband's dick as fire, so this is not us making that up. She says,
but
that,
this is what happens when your press tour includes podcasts, you know, mm-hmm. like these girlies are out here being like,
that was in an Instagram caption. There was, I saw a lot of tweets and you referenced them about like Gypsy Rue Blanchard is so good at the press tour. Like, has she been media trained? Oh my God. Well, who trained her? There's something about her and there's something about the way that she speaks and the way that she writes that makes me think, like, it doesn't give media trained to me. It gives natural, you know, this just gives Gypsy Rose Blanche. I don't know when she would have been media trained. That's my main issue. It's like she got out of prison and she went on The View.
Okay, but we're saying media trained as if it's this real thing, as if it's like this specific thing, right? It could mean lots of things. Like, media training comes in many forms. It could be an actual person who's like, oh, this is an actual class you're taking,
yes.
or we're sending you a consultant. Or it could be a very detailed discussion with a lawyer. Like, you never know. I guess there's a scale of media training. I do think that she has had good people talking to her about the way that she could present herself to media. Maybe that's it or something. Because to me, it's literally impossible to imagine somebody just getting out of jail cold after they went to jail at a very young age. I mean, she's only 23. And somehow having the grace is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, that's, there's got to be some sort of something she read.
I'm leaning towards self-taught here, because we know that she has so many comments on all these pop culture conversations, right? She talks about Millie Bobby Brown. She talks about Lana Del Rey. Like, she knows all of these things.
Well, she has media.
She was consuming media in prison.
Sure.
And that makes me think that she was, like, being smartly, rightfully, saying, like, what version of Gypsy Rose do I want to be in the media when I get out of here? And she probably watched a lot of people flail and, like, did research on how, like, let your Amanda Knoxes of the world, like, high-profile prisoners who get out
Don't
and then start
up.
Doing press.
Don't bring
and she
up
was,
Amanda
I didn't mean
Knox
to. But
me.
I bet she was probably like, okay, how did people do it right in my estimation and how did people do it wrong in my estimation?
No, I mean,
and
if
she
anything,
figured out her middle ground.
If anything in prison, you have a lot of time.
Yeah. That's right. Why I don't think it was another person. I think she did this herself. In some instances, it makes sense. And we know that there is like, there are purse strings behind famous people.
She definitely
there are
has
studios.
A publicist, though.
Right. Sure. Yeah. But I just think that sometimes in this particular instance, the connotation of, wow, she's been so well media trained, felt dismissive of her own talents in a way where I was like, no, you think she hasn't been working on this and she hasn't been planning this and she hasn't been prepared for this? Like, Gypsy Rose Blanchard seems to me like a prepared person.
Yeah. I think that
she can make a plan. Let's put it like that.
When we were talking about how Dancing with Stars needs to have more criminals, this is what I'm talking about.
This is your favorite. It's your favorite subject. Dancing with the Stars needs more criminals.
Dancing with the Stars needs more criminals. And I would go to bat for that. So I think if they aren't pursuing her wildly, they should be banging on her goddamn door. You know what I mean? Like, who hosts that?
I agree.
Who hosts that show now?
Is it Tyra Banks anymore?
No.
Is Tom Bergeron back?
No, it's Derek Huff.
Derek Huff?
Isn't it Derek Huff?
I thought it was like, wasn't it Alfonso Ribeiro for a while? Or is he done?
Whoever's the host of that show should print out one of those giant Ed McMahon checks with like a gajillion dollars on it and be slamming on Gypsy Rose's door like, honey, come out. I have the deal of a lifetime for you. I'm so goddamn serious.
It's
I'm
Alfonso
so serious.
Ribeiro. It's Alfonso Ribeiro and Julianne Moore.
The way that we
Julianne Huff. Oh my God, Julianne Huff.
Julian Huff. Oh, I said Derek Huff. Okay, wrong Huff. Yeah, yeah. Whatever. One of the Huffs. I'm just saying, like, they should be making this girlie a deal of a lifetime. They should
You're
be
right.
flying her first-class helicopter to set every day.
And you mentioned Lifetime, and I think that's an important piece of the puzzle too. Like, publicists, well, she's promoting a Lifetime property. It wouldn't surprise me if that's one of the reasons she had a publicist so quickly getting out of here, because she had the Lifetime machine who wants people to watch this fucking documentary show. So
for sure.
And it's working. Yeah. She's everywhere. And she's run it. She's got podcast mouth. She's talking on everyone.
On everybody's lips.
Is Gypsy Rose
Blanchard? It's going to be Gypsy.
There's one pair of lips the name is not on. It's because those lips are incapable of talking.
Gypsy joined the cast of Chicago? I would lose it.
Gypsy, the lady raking in the chips is gonna be Gypsy. She's gonna be a celebrity that means somebody everyone knows.
I want to be famous.
Who Weekly is sponsored by Squarespace. We love Squarespace. We use Squarespace to advertise our show, to advertise our tour, to sell merch, to post great press that we get, to communicate with our listeners because there's an easy contact form. If we didn't have a Squarespace, your brand experience with Who Weekly would be considerably worse.
Considerably worse. Are you kidding? If I can't update, actually, you know what? Speaking of, I just realized the tour dates are still up. I got to take them off. The tour's over. Got to prepare for the next one. And you know what? I can do that in about 5 seconds. It will be so easy for me to do that.
Thank God their interface is intuitive and easy to use, because we can make changes to our website very quickly and not stress out about it. We've used Squarespace for about as long as our podcast has existed. Can't imagine our website living anywhere else. And if you're intrigued, go to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch your amazing website, go to squarespace.com/who to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Back in the 90s, Pepsi and Coca-Cola were in a heated race to try and win loyal customers by any means necessary. But when Pepsi launched an ambitious promotion that encouraged people to buy Pepsi and redeem points for prizes, they overlooked their own fine print in a major way. I'm Misha Brown, and I'm the host of Wondery's podcast, The Big Flop. Every week, guests join me to chronicle one of the biggest pop culture fails of all time. Like, who at Pepsi thought it would be a good idea to advertise that people could earn enough points to redeem a military jet as a prize? They never imagined somebody might actually try to snag it. But a 23-year-old did, and suddenly, Pepsi owed him a jet. Follow The Big Flop on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to The Big Flop early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
You know, I've tried lots of things to get me to go to sleep in the past, you know, few years. Just a little bit of a push. You've got your melatonin, you got your various things. But I've found that of all the things, a little bit of CBD, a little bit of CB distillery, that's getting me.
Goes a long way.
It's getting me conked right out and sleeping through the night.
It really is. I love CB distillery. They have... not all their products are for sleep. Some are for relaxation. But, like, I love the sleep ones. They say, shh.
Those gummies they sent us? I was in a chill vibe all day when I took two of those.
They're good-ass gummies. They're good-ass gummies. No, you were. You were like, I took CBD earlier today, and I feel chill.
I'm, like, not operating heavy machinery on those things. You know what I mean? I'm in a good place.
Heavy machinery?
What did I say?
You said heavy machinery, which is good. I like that. I know what you meant. CB Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality, clean ingredients. They all caps the clean, which means you know it's clean. No fluff, no fillers, just effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In 2 non-clinical surveys, 81% of customers experienced more calm, 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity, and an impressive 90% said they slept better with CBD. And I'm among those 90%. So if you struggle with a health concern and haven't found relief, make the change like we did to CB Distillery. And with over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. Hooligans have a 20% discount to get you started. Visit cbdistillery.com and use code WHO, WHO, for 20% off. That's cbdistillery.com, code WHO, cbdistillery.com.
I want to be famous.
Bobby literally was so delighted when he found out that Amber Rose started a YouTube channel. One of the first first videos on Amber Rose's YouTube channel is Amber Rose trying Arby's for the first time with Black Chyna.
When this, I'm not sure if this was, this was Friday morning. This is before we recorded the Patreon. I was at my house. It was Friday morning. I opened up my YouTube, and as I do most mornings, and my algorithm was serving me the stuff it typically serves me. There was like some cooking content. There were some movie trailers. There was a lot of video game stuff for Alan Wake 2, because I've been watching a lot of Alan Wake 2 walkthroughs. I finally beat it. And then on the far right, on the far right was Amber Rose trying Arby's for the first time with Black Chyna. And I was like, well, this is taking precedent. I had to see Amber Rose eating Arby's for the first time with Black Chyna, because I know that Black Chyna is in the middle of this sort of like kind of rebrand. I'm like finding myself. I'm more spiritual. I quit alcohol. I'm sober. I'm like, I stopped getting work done. Like, I'm trying to be a new me or whatever. But I didn't know that Amber Rose had a YouTube channel. And I was like, how did I not know that Amber Rose had a YouTube channel where she was having Arby's with people like Black Chyna? Like a celebrity interview YouTube channel. It's because it's brand new. It's because it's only like 6 weeks old, 8 weeks old.
All right, here's a roast beef. That's good. Damn, you really got double meat. You got to go crazy.
I got the double.
This is single meat.
Not too good. Ooh, I might have cheese sauce everywhere. I got to
This is fire. This is fire.
Seasoned.
Wow.
14,000 subscribers is nothing to scoff at. You're getting to know the real me, Unfiltered Ron, on YouTube now. I do think what is happening is the OnlyFans girlies are coming back around to traditional media, where the advertising on YouTube is quite strong, and they're saying, like, we should just be putting stuff here. And she's putting things here like how to make my famous South Philly turkey hoagie. You know, she's really not holding back. And a lot of it is kind of just like the standard YouTube stuff. But I... And so I wasn't surprised by any of this, but it did make me laugh that one of the, that it was just them going to Arby's and being like, the roast beef is bomb.
Well, I was going to say, they try everything on the menu. They try like a gyro, the roast beef, a burger. It's everything. Yeah. And they like have a little bite of everything. What do you think their favorite is? What do you think they cannot get?
Well, obviously
over?
It's the roast beef. Like, that's like, why people talk about that.
They're like, the roast beef with cheddar is really good. And they keep calling it fresh. They're like, everything is so fresh. They're like, the meat is so fresh. Oh, the vegetables are so fresh. The only thing they didn't like is the, are the macaroni and cheese bites, the fried macaroni and cheese bites.
Well, everybody used to love Arby's for the curly fries. That was like a big thing, that people would get curly fries at Arby's. That was like
that's
their standout.
Arby's.
Yeah, well, that's what everyone says. But maybe it's the roast beef. You just don't know. Have you ever had it?
The Arby's roast beef? Of course.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
I mean, I haven't been at Arby's in a very, very long time, but I did eat
the
roast
beef. If you ate the Arby's roast beef on YouTube, you'd also get 247,000 views.
People are watching this. I'm saying this because I pay attention to it. I follow a lot of, you know, very popular YouTubers, just like everyone else. And there are some very, very famous, like, some of them have hundreds and hundreds of thousands of subscribers. And I've noticed a lot of them are suffering lower and lower and lower view counts. Amber Rose trying Arby's for the first time at Black Chyna has almost 300,000 views. How to Make My Famous South Philly Turkey Hoagie has 80,000 views. I've seen some of these girlies with hundreds and hundreds of thousands of YouTube subscribers have like a video that's 3 weeks old with 8,000 views. Amber's doing well. That's what I'm saying. That's
my
roundabout way. She's doing well.
Than most music videos at this point, of smaller music videos, right? And they're just eating an Arby's sandwich. And that's what I'm saying is, like, at this point, I know you felt that it was novel that you saw this, but I'm kind of just like, this is just, it's going to be endless, you know?
Yeah. I like what you said about OnlyFans. It's funny that, like, I mean, she still does her OnlyFans, but like, it's funny to see people like try the subscription model. It's like, no, fuck advertising. I'm just having my fans come to me. And like, that's going
to
be my money.
But then you go back to the subscription. Then you go back to advertising.
You go back to the advertising because it's like, well, you know what? There's a pretty low barrier to entry here. Like, I always look good to begin with, so I can be on camera. And like, the YouTube formula, even though we're like almost 20 years into it, still works. Famous, like, people eating food and talking about it. You know, like, there's still an appetite for it.
Is she still dating Chris Rock, Amber Rose?
I think so. See, I Googled this. I was like, is she still dating Chris Rock? Because I knew that they've been rumored to be together because they've been spotted together. But I was like, I don't know how long it's been since I've seen them. Then you Google it. And they were just together like 2 weeks ago in New York City around Christmas. So I think they're still dating.
So
I like this language.
So your algorithm served you Amber Rose eating roast beef. And my algorithm served me Shailene Woodley pulling a roll of scotch tape out of her Loewe bag. And that
it
is...
Did.
That is why we both are watching these things in full. I mean, you didn't watch this in full, but she puts tape in her bag because she likes to leave notes for people. And I guess that means that she needs tape. Again, I don't know why it means you need to carry around scotch tape. Like, everyone has their reasons.
This is essential for when you're someone that likes to leave little fairy notes in people's houses and in their cupboards and in sneaky little cheeky places. I always need a roll of tape in order to stick things to walls.
It is incredible how Shailene Woodley's kookiness comes out in now much smaller ways. I mean, year ago she would have been pulling like the clay and the toothbrush out of the bag, but like now she's just like, I'm a sensitive, thoughtful girl. I'm carrying around tape to leave you a little love note.
They were like, Shailene, I know that you have it in your bag, but we're not going to let you pull out your ivermectin. Like, leave the ivermectin in your bag, oh, Shailene.
They're like, Shailene, we know you have a rain stick. Like, you know, one of those rain sticks that goes like, ooh, yes. Can you imagine her pulling out her bag like Mary Poppins? She's like, this bag holds so much, my rain stick even.
And everyone laughs, and the moment she turns it over, the window behind her, like you see some lightning and it starts raining. You're like, oh my God, this woman's power. When I was scrubbing through and I was just like, what's she pulling out? Like, she pulled out her phone. She pulled out like a notepad. She pulled out a coupon book at one point. Then I see her pull out wired headphones. And I was like, I understand it. This girl is afraid of Bluetooth. And then I pushed play and she's like,
other essentials, these, because Bluetooth freaks me out. I know I'm probably the only person who still thinks that, but I refuse to put them in my ears, so I'm traditional old school wire headphone girl.
I knew it. She's not messing with waves.
Well, you said, you know, she's whoever media trained Gypsy Rose got their hands on Shailene as well, because since the Aaron Rodgers days, it's incredible what a little bit of Ferrari can do. I mean, she just, it's like back to the drawing board with her. She's like, I hope you forget about the clay. I hope you forget about the Aaron Rodgers. I hope you forget about whatever. I'll never forget personally.
I hope you forget about every weird thing about me. You know, just remember the kooky stuff, right? She's no longer
the
weird.
Fun.
She's just kooky and fun.
She can be kooky. She can be fun. But everyone kind of said you took it too far and it was a little bit too much for us. Now that she's back in the, she's back on the A-list. She's literally, I mean, truly, I mean, she like, she was like in the Who territory for us.
She knows.
Now we shouldn't be talking about her. She's kind of A-listing.
I think the thing is, A-listing, I think she knows that Big Little Lies season 3 is coming and that she needs to, Mama needs to be on her best behavior. She's going to be welcome back to set with Nicole and Reese and Zoe.
Well, Reese gave her a phone call and said, whatever you're doing, you can keep the Bluetooth wired headphones, but everything else, we got to rein it in.
Lindsay, you're being too kind. She said, cut the shit, Shailene. That's what she said.
Cut the shit, she probably showed up at her house. Cut the shit, Shailene.
And she goes, no, it's fine. I took everything weird out of my bag and I'm bringing it to the studio for, what is this, like Harper's Bazaar? What is it? Is it Harper's Bazaar?
Idea.
Is it Glamour? Let me click again.
No,
it's British Vogue.
No,
okay. It's even Emmyer than I thought it was. Okay?
I know.
So I was like, she goes, no, it's fine, Reese. I have everything in my bag. There's tape. There's headphones. There's nothing weird. But what kind of bag is it, Shailene? What kind of bag is it? And she was like, well, it's my tote from the co-op. And she's like, no, you're putting it in Loewe. You dumbass. You're putting it in Loewe. You're not showing up. You're not showing up with the canvas tote, Nimrod.
Okay. Can you stop your Reese Witherspoon impression?
It's not good. It's not very good.
This is my daughter, Chloe. I'm shrinking from embarrassment over there. Are you new to Monterey?
Yeah, we just moved here a few weeks ago.
Well, I'm Madeline Martha McKenzie. I always say the Martha, but no one calls me that. They call me Matt.
Jodie Turner-Smith is out here, like, recovering from broken relationship, being very vulnerable, being very open and honest. But that's not capitalist enough for her. She had to say, how can my self-care, how can my emo-ness, that's her words, not mine, make me the big account, land me the big account. And I've never seen anything like this. It's so fully integrated into her, like, very real, very emotional post, and then all of a sudden it's like Expedia.
Well, it's like you should actually not even reveal what it is yet. Like you had said to me, you were like, it's like you're sitting on the subway and then suddenly when you look up you realize you missed your stop and you're like, fuck. Like there's a moment
like
in this caption
reading,
where it turns.
Listening, experiencing, having a beautiful life, and then all of a sudden it's like, man, thank you so much to Expedia.com for the beautiful accommodations. And you're just taken out of it. And it's like, how did I get to Graham? I was trying to get off at Metropolitan and like, I'm pissed.
And then you realize the doors have closed and you missed it and you have to turn around and there's no easy way to turn around. You got to go up on the street and then you got to pay again. You have to pay
again. So this is what this feels. We have to read it first before
I'm going to read the whole thing.
Okay.
This is a post about not being okay. It's also about blank, but let's get through the emo stuff first. Work took me to London, but my body sat me all the way down. Jet lag, stress, exhaustion, depression, maybe some combination of them all. I didn't know how badly I needed it to switch off until my body just did it for me. Life feels so painful sometimes, and everyone looks at me and says, but you're so strong. And sometimes that hurts even more. Because being so strong is so exhausting. I'm tired, y'all. But on this trip, I remembered something I learned while I was giving birth to my daughter. Pain is not an obstacle. Pain is a portal. It's a doorway to what or who comes next. And I don't mean some magical savior for my life. I mean me. The me that exists on the other side of transformation. I'm beyond grateful to Expedia for making it possible for me to have a space to break down and cry. A really fucking cushy place. My favorite hotel in London, at Corinthia London. Expedia truly makes it easier and more rewarding to book your whole trip in one place. Proud to be in hashtag partner, hashtag ad, hashtag sad but sexy, hashtag soft life, hashtag apparently it's okay to cry, hashtag and it helps to cry in Egyptian cotton, hashtag EG partner.
God, they really like landed the big, she landed the big account, but they also really got what they paid for in terms of this post because it truly got.
It's beyond their wildest dreams.
You can't not post like heart or support or like great, you're a gift, love you, et cetera, because it's like, it's so like vulnerable and emotional. And then it's like Expedia, like book me this hotel room. Thank you to Expedia. Mm-hmm. You know, like it really wraps in the gremlin of the sponsorship, the VIP list girly of the post.
Mm-hmm. You got Shooty Gatwa saying hard heart. Lucas Gage saying fire, 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 fire. You are a gift. Elena Aura, Rita's very own sister, says this caption is so beautiful. And so how I feel at the moment.
Timmy did a few more Googles and found out that she's been doing Expedia stuff for a while. Like she attended the Expedia Group's Unpack 24, the Trends in Travel event.
November.
And she was photographed with Anthony, who was also photographed with everyone else at the event. Because apparently he just stood on the carpet.
I was like, there's no way he's there with Jodie Turner-Smith. And then I went to the Getty actual album and he's posing with every other guest at this event. So
moving on,
more good
Scott spawn. Eastwood revealed his hidden talent is the saxophone. Not well, but I play it. Exclusive. Scott Eastwood remaining the golden retriever of actors for some reason. And this is confirmed when I realized that it's in honor of his partnership with Royal Canin leading up to the 2023 AKC National Championship and this year's unique abilities. And I'm thinking this is some sort of like Abu Dhabi golf tournament in my mind, just knowing
dog
kind
food.
Of what's out there in terms of spawn. Bobby said, no, that's dog food.
You were like Royal Canin. And I was like, it's dog food. It's
trips.
Royal Canin.
Dog. Unique abilities are literally sit down, play dead and roll over, which I think Scott Eastwood can do at least two out of three of those.
Oh, yeah.
He can do roll over. I bet
he could definitely roll over. And no, he can play dead. I've seen him play dead. I've seen him play dead in a movie.
Because he's always getting shot in like movies about armies.
Because he transitioned from, not that he transitioned from it, but I think that when he first burst onto the scene, there was like, Nepo Baby Supreme, Clint Eastwood has a son who sort of looks like him. And can he act? A little bit. I think that we're going to put him in movies and he's going to be a big star. One of the first big pushes for Scott Eastwood, you'll remember, was as a romantic lead. And then I think that quickly was snuffed out. And now when he's in a movie, he's like a hired gun. He's
but
like
I would
a
argue
bad
he's
guy.
His greatest role in the past few years was when he was in that rom-com with Jenny Slate.
Oh, yeah.
And he was
actually
so funny.
It's the
and
most charming he's ever been.
Oh, Scott Eastwood.
Yes.
He's so funny. And it's like, yeah, but he's just never playing that role because, rom-coms aren't a thing. And he's also getting cast in like Guy Ritchie, like shoot 'em ups. And it's like, well, I'd rather do those because,
it's a good
again,
shoot-em-up,
I'm
though.
Scott Eastwood's son. I'm Clint Eastwood's son.
It's a really good shoot 'em up.
My bones.
Wrath of Man. It's a good movie. Jody figured out a way to eloquently blend her personal life with her sponsorship requirements, like her sponsorship mandatories. And Scott is having a harder time meshing those two things. He's like, I'll talk about Royal Canin. Like, that's fine. But they were like, because it's about like unique abilities, give something. And he couldn't figure out a way to like seamlessly blend those things. And then he just went off on all the dogs that he had.
He said, I played the sax. That's right. My unique ability.
Well, that's what he has. But then as he kept talking, it just got worse. Like the line that you read about, like, we had schnauzers, then we had bulldogs, we also had cats. It was just like, he went too far, you know? And he couldn't figure out how to land the plane, as you said.
Right now, Scott and Josie are gearing up to celebrate the 2023 AKC National Championship presented by Royal Canin.
Can you tell me a little bit about that partnership? It seems like a perfect fit.
Now, Royal Canin's doing this really cool thing this year. They're the marquee sponsor of AKC, the championship, that dog show you see every year. They're having owners submit their dog's unique abilities, which I think will be fun to watch. It's on ABC on the 31st, 2 p.m. Eastern time.
Awesome. We don't want to miss it.
After the Jeremy Allen White photos went viral, in fact, as they were going viral and becoming, you know, even bigger online, Aaron Taylor Johnson randomly posted a photo from his Calvin Klein campaign from March 2023 without a caption.
He said, "Member this?
Member this?
Member me?
This?" I like Aaron Taylor Johnson. I think he's talented. I think he's hot. I think he'll probably be Bond. Whatever. But there's something interesting in watching this person who has been positioned as like America's number one, not America's, the world's number one hunk, entertainment's number one movie hunk.
Is he?
He's going to be James Bond or whatever. Like he's being positioned as here he comes, here he comes, here he comes. Yet I'm waiting. Well, he's on the cover of magazines and it's sort of like, why do we even, like no one saw Bullet Train. Everyone keeps saying he's going to be Bond, but Bond hasn't been made yet. So it's like we're waiting for this big Aaron Taylor Johnson announcement. And as we've been waiting, Hollywood has sort of been churning out hunks. We got Jacob Elordi. We got Charles Melton. We got Jeremy Allen White. And I feel like Aaron Taylor Johnson feels left behind or lapped.
Hollywood will always churn out hunks. Like all Hollywood will always be giving new hunks. That's the thing. He says, I want to secure the bag of Bond because I know mm-hmm. that's a multi-picture deal before these hunks
stability.
Lap me or get older or become more relevant for the role. I think right now he's like, he's the perfect pick, not because he's necessarily a hunk, which he is. I'm just saying, like, not because of that. There's plenty of hunks, like there's plenty of guys that could play Bond, but it's because he's got that like cheeky chap Brit thing going on too that I think is like what they want, which he is really good in Bullet Train. Like that's what he's so like bruv, you know, he's bruv, you know, he's
I never
like,
saw it
cheerio or whatever he is, I don't know. It's good.
Okay. So cheerio.
I think it's like, he's like, I'm the best choice unless they're like, oh, let's do like an American. Let's like go off book. And I think he's like, I can't lose my place in line.
And that's how I interpreted that. It wasn't that it was like, oh, he wants attention for Calvin Klein. It's like he wants attention. To be remembered generally. Like he wants, he does not want to be forgotten because I feel all of these hunks are outdoing him.
He shared hunky photos and Alex Abad Santos retweeted and wrote, he couldn't stand the attention his Wario was getting.
That's
the
so
idea that like,
spot on.
they're both like shorter, ripped, curly haired, hunks or whatever. I mean,
future Lindsay here, not to fact check myself, but I just did. Aaron Taylor Johnson is 5'11" and Jeremy Allen White is 5'7". So they are not the same height. Apologies.
I'm saying I bet Aaron Taylor Johnson went out for Iron Claw. I'll say that. I think he definitely went out for
You're
that.
So right. I didn't even put that together. That maybe even explains more of the beef. If there is beef. I'm not saying there's beef. I'm not Melissa. But
well, there
I'm
is
saying...
beef and it's beefcake. That's what you're saying.
Two beefcakes.
When I saw,
I mean like, and he is exactly the same age as Charles Melton. I just think that there's a lot of like early 30-something hunks who are gunning for the same shit lately. And I love that for us.
Good. Good. That's what we want. We want an open market. We want a fair market.
We want an open market.
That's democracy. That's capitalism. Oh, mm-hmm. God. What is it? Whatever. We just want as many hunks as possible. That's fine.
Yeah,
we'll make more roles for them. Bond doesn't have to be the only one, you know? Like there's plenty of movies to go around.
As Cameron Sheets tweeted on Twitter to us, Storm Reid is now one step closer to FIGOT status. Just 3 more awards to go. It's true.
Yes, yeah, Storm's got an E, Storm's got an F, and Storm just needs the God. And you know what? Storm could do it.
That's good. Okay?
Okay, fine.
That's
We're rooting
good.
For you, Storm. I'm on the
We're
Storm
rooting
Watch.
For you, Storm.
Oh my God, I'm on the Storm Watch. I am literally Storm Watch for the FIGOT. This is a new Who Weekly initiative.
Yes. I think she'll
Is
make
she
it.
Is she nominated for Grammy, Oscar, Tony? No.
She
so we
be.
Might have to wait until she does projects to do
she
to
will
get
be.
as much.
Moving on to relationships. Big, huge news. We've been waiting for this for months and months and months.
Months and months. Hallie, well, actually, months and nine, months and months, to be, 9 months. 9 to be exact.
40 weeks. 40 weeks.
Hallie Bailey has been playing with us about this. And guess what? She was pregnant the whole time. And everyone knew.
Congratulations. Everyone knew. It's a boy. I'm quoting Boss Up. Congratulations. It's a boy. Hallie Bailey confirms she and DDG welcomed their first under the sea seed.
Halo.
Halo.
As in Angel. People were like, oh, Angel will be the name, mm-hmm. something, something, and it's Halo. This is like messy. I don't know. Like people going back in time and being like, ugh, you know.
Remember, he announced it and then he took it back. He was like, I'm kidding. Remember, he posted the photo of...
He was also kind of trolling her. Remember when another girl posted DMs from him being like, what are you doing? And her being like, aren't you XYZ? And him being like, well, never mind. It's weird. And she made it through the Color Purple, but she doesn't get to go to the Golden Globes.
She might be able to go to the Oscars.
That's what people were more, him aside, his behavior aside. It's just like... people want her to be a star and they want her to like get to do all the things that stars do. And if you're having a baby during the Golden Globes, like you simply
during
can't.
Award season. Yeah. During your movie's award season. Yeah.
You simply can't.
You know what? She's probably so happy right now with Halo.
Yeah, of
and
course
never
she
forget. She finally stopped singing it at Renaissance. She was like, no more
like
Halo
Live.
It's like
her least favorite song. I'm done. She actually hates it.
I'm done.
I want to be famous.
We're going to tell you about a new show called Jocular, hosted by ER Fightmaster, whom we've talked about on the podcast before, Tien Tran, and Katie Kershaw. They're comedians, they're writers, and they're also best friends who are obsessed with women's sports. Kind of like I'm becoming obsessed with women's sports.
You
sort
are.
Of. Kind
you
of.
Are.
A little
you
bit.
Are. You are.
They're exploring all things queer, trans, and women-focused in the world of sports, and in each episode, they'll cover the latest games, debate pressing issues, and review how they're all really horny for basically everyone in the game. This is every time I talk to someone who's a fan of women's sports, like a genuine fan of women's sports, not like a newbie like me, they're like, horny, 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 horny. I'm horny for all of them.
I know. They're always crushing on people in the game. But that's why it's like we need a podcast that's not us to kind of tell us what we're supposed to care about, who we're supposed to care about, who's hot and who's sexy and who we're paying attention to.
Yes, and that's what Jocular is for. Friends and experts will join to share their takes on sports ranging from women's basketball to soccer to power slapping. I don't even know what power slapping is, but I'm in. So tune in every Friday for new episodes of Jocular on Apple, Amazon, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts now. Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
I was in Florida this past weekend, and guess what was... the talk of the town.
Your mom's Aura frame?
The Aura frame. The Aura frame kept, it was scrolling through every photo. I was like, oh, there's that. Oh, there's that. Oh, there, I'm like, where'd they get that photo? There's always a photo where I'm like, where'd they get that photo? How'd they get that photo?
I don't know where my mom gets the gifts that she sends me. Like when she sends me a text gift, I'm like, where did you find that? And sometimes I look at her Aura frame and I'm like, where did you download this?
No, I'm like, where did you get this photo from? Whose Instagram did you steal this photo off of? You know?
They love to steal from, and they love to just screenshot and not crop. So it'll just be like a cropped iPhone
it'll just
photo
be a full
that's
Instagram.
On the Aura frame.
Exactly, with
it.
Comments and everything. It'll just be on. It'll be zoomed in sometimes, so it's extra blurry. But you know what? That's how easy it is to get the photos on the Aura frame because my parents can figure out how to do it. Do they do it well? No, but do they do it? Yes.
And the other thing that's great about Aura frames, when you give them to your mom, your mother, a mother in your life, a mother figure, it's a great Mother's Day gift, whoever the mother in your life is. You can connect it to your Aura app.
And
you can just
photos.
Send them photos. You
right.
Can, if they approve it, you can just put photos and kind of troll them and have fun and put random photos. I do it to Lindsay sometimes.
Yeah, he does.
You can do it to your mom. My mom gave me access because she likes putting
you gotta
she
be
likes
careful.
My app photos.
You got to be a little careful with that. But you should do it. But you should do it.
You got to be a little bit careful. But Aura frames are Wi-Fi connected, and they come with unlimited storage because it's all in the cloud. So you can share as many photos as you want from your phone to mom's frame. Not only will she be grateful it's not another sweater, she'll love that an Aura frame means she gets to see more of you. So right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code WHO at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I want to be famous.
Very quickly, Brian Austin Green got a vasectomy. And this made me laugh because you thought that would just be, that's the story. It's like he had a kid and he had a vasectomy. The story ends with Sharna, grateful for Sharna, saying, well, we might not be done with our family because, as you know, vasectomies are like reversible.
It's crazy. It's like nothing matters anymore. Everything is... Everything can be fixed. Everything can be changed. Everything can be reversed.
Then why am I hearing about this vasectomy exactly. if you're not actually done having kids? Why the fuck am I hearing about this? Why are you reporting about this?
Because they're not reporting about it. She mentioned it on Randy Spelling's podcast, Oldish.
Well, then he says, as for Brian, he admitted that all five of his kids were unplanned, which means that maybe he does need a vasectomy for just in general, because like some family planning can then come into play.
I don't trust the vasectomy. I don't trust the vasectomy when it comes to Brian Austin Green. They're going to make it through.
You think he's going to bust through the vasectomy? You think the spermies are going to like jump the cavern? I don't know how vasectomies work.
They will find a way.
They'll untie the knot. In my mind, it's like a bridge.
Do they tie a knot or do they cut it?
Well, I don't know. But in my mind, it's like a bridge and they cut the bridge. Like the bridge falls like in
True Beverly Hills.
And then the spermies are like in True Beverly Hills where they put the log across the bridge and they walk across the log, you know, and they're like, and yay,
the spermies are Shelley Long and Jenny Lewis.
That's what I'm saying.
And they're like, we're going to make it across the ravine and I'm pissed off at you. And then they get there and it goes.
Yeah. Thank you. I put it in words that
I
thought you could understand. And then Sharna's pregnant with his sixth kid. And he's like, oh, God, not again.
Wait. No, I can't let you do this.
I can do it, Mom. It's just like the balance beam.
This is no balance beam, honey. This isn't even a bridge. This is a log. It's very treacherous, and that is a very, very deep ravine. Only an idiot would walk across that. I'm going to do it.
I'm trying to think of it. Is there a Beverly Hills What a Thrill joke you could make with sperm? Probably
no.
Not.
Engaged. Katie Holmes' ex to his... Katie Holmes' ex to his TikTok girlfriend.
My brain broke when I read this because I was like, oh, is she back with Emilio Vitolo Jr.? But no, it's just Emilio Vitolo Jr. getting engaged to Sammy Piccinini.
No, they just are still, they are just still for some reason. And this is not just in the Daily Mail, which you'd expect this from. People Magazine.
Got an exclusive.
He's reporting an exclusive about Emilio Vitolo Jr., who you remember is just a restaurateur. Emilio's, what's it called?
A Nepo baby restaurateur. Emilio's Bellato.
As she shows off her sparkling diamond ring in a snap from romantic New Year's Eve proposal. And this is not the... They're now following up on this to be like, she's pregnant. Like, this is just uh-huh. so... Or she was... She had a kid and then
she
they
had the
engaged.
Kid in the summer. And then they got engaged.
Right. Oh, but also, who cares? Who cares?
I don't care. I wanted to see a star meter because when I was reading the People exclusive, it said Vitolo, who was also an actor. And I was like, sure, oh, right. Babe. He's like tried his hand at acting. I went to his IMDb Pro and I was like, what's his star meter? And I thought it was funny. I looked at his star meter across 5 years, and you will see it's quite low, quite low, quite low. And then it jumps to in the top 5,000. And I was like, that must have been Katie Holmes. And of course it was.
100%.
It was summer 2020.
It's when they were walking down the street holding hands. And everybody was like, wow,
Katie Holmes. And they'd lower their mask, and then they'd smooch, and then they'd put their mask back up.
He was her rebound after Jamie Foxx.
Mm-hmm.
As you know. Mm-hmm. Let's move on. Keep going. To Bachelorette Rachel Lindsay is divorcing her bachelor husband, which I kind of was surprised by. But no one should be surprised by this. No one should be surprised.
What's his username? He's like Dr. Abs because his last name is Abasolo and he goes by Dr. Abs because he has
crazy.
Like, he has like, honestly, sorry, Frank, like completely insane abs. Yeah. Dr. Abs. Trademark. I don't know if it's really trademark, but that's what it says.
Who else broke up? Mariah Carey and Brian Tanaka, a couple that no one was talking about. But then all of a sudden, Mariah Carey is posting lots of photos of herself, like just walking the streets of Aspen in like new outfits. And people
all the
are like,
celebrities
where's,
are in Aspen these days.
Where's Brian? Well, they're skiing. Where's Brian? And she had to be like, well, we're not dating anymore. So,
well, no.
You know. Mm-hmm. Well, no. Well, Brian no. wants to have a family at 40. Good for him. And Mariah Carey's like, I already have kids and I'm 54. So bye-bye.
Stormy Bree, big story. This is the biggest story of the week.
Did her name ring a bell to you at all?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Okay. I remember.
You remembered that she had a baby with Lucky Blue.
We talked about this on the show.
Yeah, 40,000 years ago, though, so I wasn't sure you'd remember. Stormy Bree is a model whose real name is Stormy Henley, and you might remember her name, because how could you forget a name Stormy Bree? She's not the only Stormy, but she is the first one.
She named her baby Gravity.
In July of 2017, Stormy Bree and the model Lucky Blue Smith had a baby named Gravity, okay? He has since had babies with even crazier names, but they had a baby named Gravity. And now she's in the news again. Since then, she's just been a normal model, doing living her life. And now she is reportedly dating Joe Jonas. And they are together in, you guessed it, Aspen. Joe Jonas's rumored girlfriend, Stormy Bree, sports singer's beanie while on vacation together in Aspen. People were obsessed with the fact that he wore her hat. She wore his hat.
And now her ex, Lucky Blue Smith, is dating a famous TikToker named Nara? Nara Aziza.
The other thing that was funny about Stormy Bree is that when Stormy was born, the Stormy Kardashian, Kylie's, Stormy Jenner.
Yeah.
Stormy Webster. Sorry, Stormy's last name is Webster. After Kylie Jenner's kid Stormy was born, Stormy Bree posted a picture of herself looking upset and wrote current mood. And then everybody reported like Stormy is mad that like another Stormy happened. And she had to update the caption saying, goodness gracious, that was a bad caption timing. Some of you guys are funny and some are really mean. Let me clarify. Ah, ha, 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 ha. It will be cool to have more Stormy sisters in the world.
There's nothing I hate more than a gaslighting celebrity comment about something. I hate when they do this, where it's like, all of you are crazy. I never meant this thing that I absolutely meant, because
she definitely
there are no
that.
Coincidences, you know? It's like, it would be like Aaron Taylor Johnson being like, I was just looking through an old photo album and it came up on my Apple photo memories. Like, I had nothing. I wasn't trying to comment on the other guy, Jeremy Allen White.
The other really funny thing about Stormy Bree is that there's a really funny Galore magazine feature about her being a music producer, which I don't doubt like that she does music. But this whole thing is about how there's music coming out and like they're getting ready for her music and she's signed to a Chris Brown's label. Toxic. And this and that. Here it comes. And then on her Wikipedia page, that translates into, in 2012, Henley joined the music group Ugly, which signed to Chris Brown's recording label CBE. As of 2024, which does this get updated every year? Discogs does not show any entries with her name included as a recording artist. Because I was doing the same research. I was like, did she ever release any music? Like, oh, that's interesting. I didn't know she was a music girl. I thought she was just a model. And the answer is she absolutely did not. She also has an Etsy store in which she sold 5 items. I mean, this girly is all over the place doing stuff.
Yeah.
But she doesn't seem to commit. Maybe she'll commit to Joe Jonas.
I hope so. Actually, I don't care.
That's such a good point. I also don't really care.
I went to lifeandstyle.com. And I was just scrolling through the homepage and I saw the headline, Nicole Bridenbloom and Justin Theroux, quote, hit it off despite 23-year age gap. Quote, she's nuts about him. And my thought was like, well, who wouldn't be? You know, like, I'm not surprised that she's nuts about Justin Theroux, okay? Despite their 23-year age gap. She's 29, he's 52. And then I was like, why do I recognize this woman? I didn't recognize the name at all. But then I saw the photo and I was like, why do I know who this woman is? This photo of Nicole Bridenbloom. And then it said, the Gilded Age actress, 29. And I was like, oh my god, Justin Theroux is dating Maude Beaton. We have found Maude Beaton, and she is with Justin Theroux. Oscar would be so pissed.
What's funny is, like, I knew he was dating her because everyone was like, oh, Justin Theroux has a new girlfriend and she's really much younger than him. And she was an actress. But because Maude Beaton hadn't happened on Gilded Age yet, like, we didn't know that she was Maude Beaton. We didn't know that Maude Beaton was literally the talk of the town when she stole the money, the Van Ryns money, and ran off with Justin Theroux. Do you think Justin Theroux was involved in the Maude Beaton scam? That's what I'm suggesting,
Lindsay. I think that Justin Theroux is the mastermind and Julian Fellows has a lot in store for season 3.
You think Justin Theroux is going to like join the show and be like her villainous boyfriend, like Todd Beaton?
We need her to have a villainous bisexual boyfriend because we need Justin Theroux to have chemistry with Oscar as well.
Oh, because they're going to have like a threesome because then they'll come back and they'll be like, sorry, we stole all of your money. This is Todd, my husband, Todd Beaton. And he'll be like, I'm Todd. And then they'll like hit it off.
My second favorite relationship story is specifically this caption from Toni Braxton.
Oh, I'm obsessed with this. Toni being like, this is fake news and I didn't even know the news is really incredible. It's like Streisand effect of the week.
It was a photo of a headline that she reposted on her Instagram that says, congratulations, Toni Braxton and Birdman married in a private ceremony in Mexico. And she added hashtag fake news on top of that thing. and wrote in her caption, "My dear friend at Birdman and I are not married. Never been married. We are both single." And that's the end of that.
Well, if you say so.
Well, they've, and sure. it's not entirely random, because they have been like on and off for a while, but like she didn't get married to Birdman in Mexico in a private ceremony. That is not true.
Well, I didn't even know that we were still like having, I thought they kind of like, I didn't know, whatever.
I thought
there's
it was
so
over.
Many things.
And
there's
it is
so
true. It's
things.
Over. It's true. They're not dating.
It's just funny to do the kind of the Streisand effect of it all, where it's like you say the news is fake and it's like, I didn't even know if I knew the news. Like she's responding to something and I didn't even know that we had even
exactly.
any sort of rumors.
It's true.
We have big Rita news, so let's get to it.
Let's get to Rita. Okay.
What was she wearing? Where was she seen? She posted what on Instagram? She's the Who Queen. Tens of people want to know all about the number one Who. Lindsay, Bobby, tell us now. What's Rita Ora up to?
Who is this woman?
Rita, as I alluded to in the last episode but did not get into depth, Rita got the Pronuvo spawn, which we did talked about, but she mm-hmm. buried the Pronuvo in a dump. And Pronuvo yes. said, honey, we did not give you a free $5,000 scan or whatever it costs.
That must be exactly what happened.
You need to post us to Grid. I know you have more photos from your Pronuvo thing, and I need you to post to Grid and get into depth about how we scanned your ass.
Literally. We need you in the Pronuvo scrubs. We need you in front of the machine.
We're coming for you. Although I'd be like, what are you going to do? Sue me? What are you going to do? Take back my health? What are you going to do? Rita Ora slammed by fans for promoting $2,499 MRI scan. The vast majority of people
of
can't afford. Only Rita did post. I like that Rita's, not to dwell on the Pronuvo post, but I did like that her Pronuvo post had her in the scrubs, like before she was about to be put in the machine. But it also had her in like a gorgeous little crop top with with an open back, kind of just looking, just kind of looking, glancing so yeah. lovingly at the Pronuvo logo, you know?
Well, that was part of the original carousel. And then they were like, sweetie. Not enough.
I mean,
we
to
need
be
you
fair,
in the scrubs.
We
need you in the machine.
When have we not? We've been there. We've had to do a make do. Advertisers have come to us and said, Lindsay and Bobby,
yeah,
you did not speak about XYZ in the way that we'd like you to. And we said,
you did not
sure,
give your personal story.
We'll post a grid. We didn't. I mean, you know what I mean?
You did not use the updated code. You did not. Yeah. We've been
Rita
there.
Ora showcases her draw-dropping figure in a tiny patterned bikini as she soaks up the sun during lavish holiday. I noticed Rita wasn't at the Golden Globes, which is kind of unlike her because she goes to literally everything.
Yeah. Well, Taika's next goal wins didn't get any nominations, so I think she was like, fuck it.
Rita Ora was in New York. Well, she was in New York, though, over New Year's because she did the New Year's and she got tattoos and she was
and she
like
got a new tattoo.
Riding high off her, you know, her ball drop. And now she's back on The Masked Singer. She's on The Masked Singer US, right? And UK. What? I don't remember.
Yes, I think she's doing both.
She's doing both. That's Isn't crazy. She? I don't know.
Yes, but I think she missed the Masked Singer UK episode because of doing New Year's in New York City.
That's crazy. She can do whatever she can do whatever she wants.
So she's going across the pond for her Masked Singer job. Great.
She loves to cross the pond.
I love that. She crosses the pond
more than most.
I don't know. Than a skipping stone? I don't know.
She crosses the pond more than Brian Austin Green's sperms that are
sperm
creating
going
a,
over the ravine
breaking through his vasectomy.
Now that's good.
Let's end.
Thank you for listening to the episode of Who Weekly. Keep calling in at 619 Who Then to leave questions, comments, and concerns for our Friday show. Thank you to Katie and Eric of The Who's for providing our Rita theme song on Tuesdays. Thank you to Timmy, our research and editorial assistant, for researching and editorializing. Support us on patreon.com/WhoWeekly for bonus episodes, a Discord server, commentary tracks, and more. You can also get the audio only on Apple Podcasts, and we'll see you on Friday. Bye.
Bye.
You will drain it.
Yo, they want to know. Hey. Real. Hey. Real. Come on. Hey. I want to be famous.